Hello, and welcome to a short CPD-style listen on anaphylaxis in general practice. How to recognize it, why adrenaline cannot wait, and what a Gold Coast education panel taught about the new nasal adrenaline option. This episode is based on a Gold Coast CPD panel with Dr. Elizabeth D.A. Silva, an adult allergist and clinical immunologist, Dr. Birgit Marchand, pediatric allergist and clinical immunologist practicing in Southport, and Lena James, a nurse practitioner at Compass Immunology in Brisbane. Think of it as a clinic-friendly summary for GPS. It is education, not personal medical advice. The panel was practical. Allergic disease is a daily load for patients and carers. People at risk of food or venom anaphylaxis need a reliable adrenaline device they will actually carry and use. Adrenaline is the only medicine proven to reverse anaphylaxis. International guidelines agree, it is first line. Antihistamines and steroids are extras, not a substitute. What does anaphylaxis look like? Dr. D.A. Silva walked through the severe signs, any one of them is enough. Difficult or noisy breathing, including stridor. Swelling of the tongue. Swelling or tightness in the throat. Wheeze or a persistent, uncontrollable cough. Difficulty talking, dysphonia, or hoarseness. Dizziness or collapse. In very young children, simply becoming pale and floppy, and sometimes blue. Abdominal pain and vomiting count as anaphylaxis after Hymenoptera venom, bees, wasps, jumping ants, and increasingly fire ants. Lena James, speaking as an allergy nurse, a former emergency nurse, and a parent of a child with allergy, added a point that changes clinic teaching. You do not wait for a rash. In her food challenge experience, about 40% of children never get a rash, and when a rash does appear, it can be late. A typical picture is a child who has started a challenge, then a persistent cough in the waiting area, and within minutes that is anaphylaxis. Facial swelling plus cough or wheeze is a reason to give adrenaline. Dr. Marchand was blunt. You do not have to try antihistamines first and step up. Treat the presentation in front of you. Pattern recognition matters. Venom reactions often start with nausea. Tongue tingling is probably too early to inject, but you should be perched ready. Nausea and especially vomiting after a sting is anaphylaxis, give adrenaline. Alpha-gal, or mammalian meat allergy, is emerging, including from northern New South Wales river country. Those patients often have urticaria and profound gut symptoms, even incontinence, then collapse. They may not wheeze. First responders can miss it until they take a blood pressure. Why does delay matter? Adrenaline restores heart rate, blood pressure, and a clear airway. Late adrenaline means more doses later, including infusions, longer hospital stays, and delayed biphasic reactions hours later, 4 hours, sometimes 6 or 8, from poorly controlled mast cell activation. Australia should not still see anaphylaxis deaths. We do. Carrying and using the device is the weak link. About a third of Australians prescribed adrenaline do not carry it. 2 in 5 report delayed or no adrenaline during a reaction. Dr. Marchand sees parents and school students who think they need permission before using a device. Needle phobia is real for both the child and the parent giving the injection. Lena described giving an EpiPen to her own child, despite years of drawing up adrenaline in hospital and clinic, that first auto-injector in a real family emergency was not automatic. The hesitation parents talk about is real. Her counseling line is simple. If you are in doubt, if your child, your partner, or you yourself feel seriously unwell, use it. In adult practice, Dr. D.A. Silva's biggest barrier group is teenagers and young adults. Young women with a small evening bag. Young men who will not carry a bag at all. Another group is outdoor manual workers, jackhammers, tractors, heat, who cannot carry a bulky pack. Cargo pockets help, but large injectors remain awkward. That is the context for Neffy, the adrenaline nasal spray. Dr. Marchand presented it as a single-dose nasal device for emergency anaphylaxis in adults and children aged 4 and over, weighing 15 kilograms and above. 1 milligram for 15 to just under 30 kilograms. 2 milligrams at 30 kilograms and over. It has been PBS listed from the 1st of July 2026 as a pack of 2 sprays. It is the same adrenaline, plus Intravail, Dotsil Maltoside, an absorption enhancer. Plain adrenaline up the nose would just vasoconstrict and go nowhere. Intravail briefly loosens tight junctions in the nasal lining so adrenaline can reach the bloodstream. The panel's teaching was that congestion, allergic rhinitis, or a cold may help absorption, not block it. Each spray is one dose. Do not prime it. A second dose, if needed, goes in the same nostril, because that side is already primed. You cannot ethically randomize people in anaphylaxis, so registration leaned on pharmacokinetics and pharmacodynamics. Blood levels sit in the range of EpiPen and intramuscular adrenaline. Effects on heart rate and blood pressure can appear by 1 minute, comparable to injection. A small Japanese open-label study in 15 children and teenagers with food challenge anaphylaxis reported symptom improvement within 5 minutes and resolution at a median of 16 minutes after one nasal dose. One later biphasic reaction was described. DRDA Silva also pointed to a large United States clinic series, hundreds of patients after food challenges or allergen immunotherapy, including subcutaneous venom, as real-world support. Australian experience is still maturing, but colleagues report it working, including in high-risk venom desensitization. Common side effects are headache and nasal discomfort, more so after a second dose. No serious trial events, and no needle injuries. There are no contraindications to adrenaline in true anaphylaxis. Dosing rules do not change with the device. If anaphylaxis features persist at 5 minutes, give a second dose of whichever adrenaline you have. Devices are interchangeable for that purpose. The sign most often missed for a second or third dose, especially in emergency departments, is persisting low blood pressure after the airway and gut have settled. Third dose 5 minutes later if needed, a fourth while you get intravenous access. After 3 doses the patient belongs on an adrenaline infusion with cardiac monitoring, emergency department and intensive care, not a GP room's improvisation. Between doses, intravenous fluids and hydrocortisone 200 milligrams are reasonable adjuncts. DRDA Silva does not use intravenous promethazine, it can worsen hypertension, and there are reports of tissue injury. Do not make a still anaphylactic patient swallow tablets. On the PBS, you prescribe one subsidized adrenaline presentation at a time, injector or nasal, not both together. They are interchangeable as continuing therapy, so a patient already on an injector can continue on Neffy, one for one. Some travelers buy the other privately. Gold Coast Pharmacy anecdotes on the night put two Neffy devices around $195 to $215 versus one EpiPen about $110 to $165 or two EpiPens up toward $320. Shop around, prices move with dispensing fees. How does this sit in community care? DRDA Silva sees it as first line in the community for many patients, and her clinic nurses prefer it as a rapid standby rather than drawing up adrenaline. She still offers a range of devices with honest information. Preference for the nasal option is already appearing, for size, needle fear, and ease. It is not licensed under 4 years or under 15 kilograms, those children still need an injector. Take homes. Adrenaline first, and early. Any one severe sign is enough, do not wait for hives. Persistent cough, pale and floppy toddlers, and venom-related vomiting are anaphylaxis. Delay costs extra doses, hospital time, and biphasic risk. Many devices sit at home unused because of bulk, needles, or the myth that you need permission. Counsel, if in doubt, use it, then call an ambulance. A nasal single-dose spray is now an Australian option from age 4 and 15 kilograms, with a 5-minute same nostril second dose if needed. Check current PBS rules, ASCIA action plans, and the product information before you prescribe. That is the educational summary from the Gold Coast panel, useful for clinic thinking, not personal medical advice for any individual. Thanks for listening.